Episode 2, The Firmament of His Power, Scripture Focus, Genesis 1, 6-8, KJV. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. The creation of the firmament, or the expanse, highlights God's skillful separation of the heavens and the earth. In the Septuagint, the term used underscores the solid yet expansive nature of this divine construct. God's act of dividing the waters represents his ability to establish boundaries, creating order from chaos. The Book of Jubilees elaborates on this event, describing the heavens as a place of divine governance and eternal light. This division was not random, but purposeful, demonstrating God's meticulous care in preparing the world for life. The Essenes often wrote of the heavens as a testimony to God's majesty, pointing to the sky as a sign of his infinite power and creative authority. In the Psalms, David reflects on this act of creation, declaring in Psalm 19:1, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament sheweth his handiwork." The heavens are not just a physical reality, but a revelation of God's character and greatness. They remind us of his vastness and the intricate care he takes in every detail of his creation. The Book of Enoch provides a glimpse into the heavens, describing them as the dwelling place of angels and the throne of God. This imagery deepens our understanding of the firmament's role as both a physical and spiritual reality. It is a bridge between the seen and unseen, the temporal and the eternal. The heavens above also hold a rhythmic beauty, seen daily as the sun, moon, and stars cross the sky in their ordained courses. This regularity reflects God's faithfulness. His promises are as steadfast as the heavens themselves. Even on cloudy days, the firmament remains a testament to his consistency, stretching across the earth as an unchanging reminder of his creative power. As we consider the firmament, we are reminded of God's sovereignty. Just as he set boundaries for the waters and established the heavens, he sets boundaries in our lives for our good. Sometimes we may struggle against these boundaries, but they are meant to protect and guide us. The heavens above inspire us to look up, to see beyond the immediate, and remember the greatness of our Creator. Let us take time to marvel at the skies and reflect on what they teach us about God's power and faithfulness. They are a daily reminder that the one who stretched out the heavens is the same God who holds our lives in his hands. Clovenly Father, we stand in awe of your power and creativity. Thank you for the heavens that declare your glory and the firmament that shows your handiwork. Help us to see the boundaries you set in our lives as gifts of love and guidance. Teach us to trust in your sovereignty, knowing that you work all things for our good. As we look to the skies, may our hearts be lifted to worship you, the creator of all things. May the majesty of the heavens inspire us to deeper faith and greater trust in your plans. Strengthen our resolve to follow you and remind us daily of your presence in both the vastness of the heavens and the smallest details of our lives. Thank you for your steadfast love and creative power. In Jesus' name, amen. A new devotional is available weekly on KRRB Revelation Radio in East Texas at 1700 AM. They are also broadcast to more than 160 countries worldwide on revelationradio.net. We hope you will join us each week as we walk through the Word together.